Joni Christensen is public health nurse here in Cook County, and she joins us to be another interviewee in our Winter Hazard Awareness Week series of interviews. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, there is a little snow in the forecast, but I don't think we have to worry too much about shoveling. But when it does get to be shovel and snow throw weather, old guys like me should watch it. Maybe young guys should, too.
I don't know. All of us, I think, Jay. Okay. Yep. And, you know, these types of situations, we call them accidents. You know, you weren't planning to go out today to shovel snow or use your snowblower and have a situation happen that might lead to an injury. And those injuries happen.
Well, tell me, first, let's start with shoveling. Obviously, that's pretty aerobic.
Definitely. Locally, I think our local hospital and emergency room and local clinics would be seeing some of these things. We're really trying to prevent injuries such as falling down, lacerations, cuts, bruises, back injuries. The physical therapy department and chiropractors here in Cook County would attest to how we can hopefully be preserving our backs that way as we do this kind of activity. Sometimes, too, we think about our heart condition. Like you said, Jay, these are aerobic activities. Even, you know, pushing that snowblower can be aerobic for sure. And that falling down, getting cut, those are kind of the primary top injuries. And heart injuries happen. They're a little bit lower on the accidents that way. But when they do happen, they're not only the most costly, but they're the most tragic. Many of us who do love to shovel, and I am one of those who do, have our favorite shovels.
You do.
I do.
You know, I don't.
Okay.
I don't quite share that enthusiasm.
And we'll talk about that just a little bit. You mentioned snow is in the forecast. You know, we're not doing this week and making the snow come to Cook County, but, you know, kind of that pre-planning. My shovel is still up in the rafters in the garage. It's probably time to get it down. But if you're a person who's single or home solo that day and you're going to be going out and doing some of these activities, it's not a bad idea to let somebody know that you are going to be going out and doing some of these activities because, again, accidents happen. You might have a slip and a fall. You might injure yourself in a way that you might not have access to a phone. And that check and balance is a really, really good idea. Our local senior center has medical alert bracelets and pendants available, and those can be reached even if you're outside of your home. And say you were to fall, you either push the button on the bracelet or the pendant, and it can alert medical people. And it's worth a call to Bev Green down at the senior center. Like Jay said, he doesn't have his favorite shovel, but I do. But make sure whatever shovel you have, that it's right for you, that it feels right.
Yeah, you know, they make a lot of funny-looking shovel handles.
They do. And we have some of those funny-looking shovel handles here in Cook County. And as I was really reading about them, and I don't use an ergonomic shovel myself, but what I've learned is that the philosophy and the physics behind them is really good.
It is.
They're lighter weight. The angle of them really helps with saving your back muscles, especially.
I didn't know that.
And that just the grip on them can be really good. But if you're not using what they call the ergonomic shovels, again, looking at what you have at home, is it the right size for your body? Does it feel right in weight? You'll see this even in town at the different hardware stores, leaning further away from the metal shovels and going more toward the plastic ones just because they're lighter. Our therapists and our ergonomic people here in Cook County would say, really be careful about how you're using your muscles. You know, they always say, have your feet pointing in the direction that you're either pushing the snow or scooping the snow. You don't want to be scooping the snow over your shoulder and throwing it into your snow pile or over your back. That side-to-side motion can be really straining on your, especially your lower back muscles, and to be really careful that way. Snow can weigh different pounds.
Oh, yeah.
But in a light snow and you have a scoop of shovel, it's probably going to weigh about 4 pounds. But when today, if we get snow with this and it's so moist out and we have a really wet, heavy snow, that scoop of shoveled snow can weigh upwards of 20 pounds or more. And so you want to be really conscientious about how much you're lifting, how you're lifting it, where you're lifting it to, and how you're using your body as you do this lifting. Drink plenty of water, warm up before you even get started, and get permission if you have any medical conditions with either of these from your physicians or your nurse practitioner or other to even be doing these exercises of shoveling. With shoveling, maybe you move to a snowblower and that's a good thing, but get your engine tuned up. That's really key. Make sure you're working well. Wear protective eye coverage because things fly when you're mm-hmm. moving that snow that way. Keep your clothing tight. Don't wear anything loose that might get caught into the system that way. Warm up your muscles again before you get started. Don't be sticking anything into that snowblower because we don't want those types of injuries to be happening either. And if you're using a snowblower with a cord, really be watching where that cord is at all times. And if you have pets or kids, really know where they are as you're out there moving that snow along. So this is great activity. We want you to get out there and get that cardiac moving and have a good time, and we want you to be really safe.
Joni Christensen, public health nurse. Let's keep it safe out there, particularly if we start getting snow. Thanks, Joni.
You're welcome.